I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Monday was Veterans Day in the U.S. It often goes with a call for better suicide awareness and prevention, and rightfully so. More than 6,000 veterans commit suicide each year, and it's been that way since 2008. There's no immediate solution in sight, yet hope remains. Executive Director Steve Prince says Warriors Set Free is a ministry run by veterans for veterans. Prince and others help hurting vets find healing in Christ. Most recently, a Vietnam veteran found freedom and healing from a burden he'd been carrying for 50 years. Veteran families benefit from the ministry, too.
To be able to hear a wife overflowing with joy because her husband is more alive and more present, a better husband, a better father, a better part of the kingdom of God, is a huge joy that I get to experience.
And persecution often forces churches and believers underground. Wayne Peterson with Far East Broadcasting Company.
We're concerned about our people because many of our people that are working in China and even in Hong Kong are under the watchful eye of the Chinese government. And some pastors are being put in jail as people go to church. There's face recognition. Police are standing in the back. They're monitoring very closely. So it's very critical right now.
FEBC is working on creative solutions to overcome barriers like these. They've teamed up with the Alliance for the Unreached to rally Western believers around unreached people groups. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Then save the date, May 31st, 2020. That's the International Day for the Unreached. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book Much Prayer, Much Power by founder Peter Dynica. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.